Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
I may not have a clean office, but I have an open. I have it. That was exciting. Here we go. Welcome to Drive Time with DeRussia. I am the aforementioned DeRussia, Jason DeRussia. Good to be with you here at my new home, and I hope it'll be yours as well. News Talk 830 WCCO. Dan Cook is the producer of this mess, to use a throwback term to the old show that was here for decades. The Cannon Mess, and Laura Oakes is here to do the news and tell me when I'm full of crap. I'm counting on you for that, Laura.
Okay, I can do that.
Yeah. I mean, that is, I've always had a sat next to strong women.
Yes.
Over at Channel 4. And I always loved, believe me, none of them hesitated.
I have a good crap radar, so I can
and
help
I am
with that.
Often full of crap, so it's fine. It's going to be fine. I am not wearing a suit or a tie. I'm not wearing TV makeup. In fact, the people who hired me didn't even recognize me when I walked in the door today. A little hurtful.
You're just free and fresh and well-rested and in normal clothes.
Well, that is one of the biggest questions people have been asking me, right? Like, besides, like, why would you leave the glitz and glamour of TV?
Mm-hmm.
And those of us who know, it's pretty glamorous. It's not bad. There are people who write the words that I say. Well, they write the words that they want me to say. I'll say I may have a little bit of a reputation for not quite reading the things they say. Last night, Laura, I went to sleep at like 11 o'clock at night.
A normal time.
Yeah, and I was texting with Chad Hartman
around
8, and I asked, what do people do at...
Between...
Yeah,
like
I don't
now.
Know.
Yeah, I know.
And so my wife and I, and we what we did is what every married couple does, which is we sit there and look at our phones, right? We're just separately yet together.
Yes.
Looking at our phones at the kitchen table. And Alyssa's like, I don't quite know what to do with this. She's like, I'm going to go work out. I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
But then you have that moment where it's like, it's sort, and we have one of the, we have like the poor man's Peloton. It's called Mix, M-Y-X,
mm-hmm.
bike. So she goes and changes. And I have this moment of like, well, I don't think I can go downstairs and watch TV. Like, that's sort of creepy. My wife is like working out. I'm like, I'm going to sit in the room and watch her sweat.
Why not?
I don't know. It felt wrong. I don't know what any of the rules are, Laura.
No rules. You make your own little household rules now.
Oh, gosh. The kids are upstairs playing video games. My wife is working out. And I was, you know, I mean, the Twins played a day game, so I'd already watched the exciting finish of that game.
Maybe you need a good book or a show to get into, or a show that you and Alyssa can watch together.
Yes. Well, that is what we finally did. We watched an episode of Ozark after she
Perfect.
Was done. So I'm going to need your guys' help. I mean, and the text line is always open here, 651-461-9226. But trying to figure out what to do with my evenings is going to be, I mean, I may go out to eat once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe.
Are you a griller?
Well, last night we had steak. We did have steak for dinner.
On the grill?
I didn't grill it last
okay.
night. I probably should have. I like to... I have sort of a nerdy way of making steak where it's, you know, there's like a dry brine involved and then hot cast iron, and a little bit of oil.
Yep.
Sear it, finish it in the oven.
Mm, that sounds mighty tasty.
Yeah. Not bad. It was delicious.
Do you have a dog?
No dog.
That's what you need. Because then you can be going on dog walks in the evening, Jason.
As those words hit my wife's ear, I'm going to get a text that says no.
There are 27 beagles available for adoption at the Animal Humane Society right now that were rescued from a terrible, like, experimental operation.
Well, you know, I had a beagle, basset hound, and they are the cutest dogs.
Yes.
And I, if in life, if you had to pick a failure, my biggest failure was training that dog. We were kids. We probably shouldn't have been allowed to have a dog. We were probably 24, 25 in Milwaukee, and Baxter was the cutest dog ever.
Ugh.
I mean, imagine like the coloring of a beagle with like sort of the gut, the beer gut of a basset.
Yeah, short little floppy ears. Yeah,
so cute.
I know.
But we used to get these nasty notes on our condo door, telling us that our dog was barking the whole time we were gone.
When you were gone. Oh, right. Yeah.
So we adopted him. He was two. I'm not discouraging you. Go adopt those beagles.
Yes.
But a friend of mine who was a dog trainer said, like, oh, beagle. I was like, what do you mean, oh, beagle? He's like, well, they're pretty hard to train. They're very stubborn.
Yes.
I'm like, where is this information before we adopted them?
I know.
You know,
we had a beagle for many, many years. She died a couple of years ago. And that is true. Very stubborn, difficult to train, just kind of wants to do their own thing. They're the boss.
That should be that really should be the theme of this program. Very stubborn and difficult to train.
Yeah. There you go.
That'll be
our focus. State Fair T-shirts for you.
Well, I did sleep last night. You know, I woke up at I set an alarm for 6:30 and I well, some of this, I don't know if it's just my age. Or if it's the adjustment, because I woke up at 1 a.m., 4 a.m., and then for real, it's 6:30.
Now, if you say you're having hot flashes, there'd be a reason for that.
Yeah. I mean, I do run hot, so maybe maybe it's all connected.
Could be.
I don't know. We're gonna find out. The lions in this show are not only what I am willing to stretch and share with all of our CCO fans out there. But what is my family willing to share? So I've received texts from my two teenagers, Seth and Sam.
Do they know what AM radio is? No, I'm perfectly serious.
It's
because
a fair question.
My kid didn't until I showed him.
Yeah. Well, they grew up riding around in the car with me. So
good.
CCO radio has been... We're usually on the HD. We're the FM listeners. Sam has already texted me an image of like the little, I don't know what it's called, the display on the radio. And said we need to get that fixed. So it may not say drive time with DeRusha just yet. It's fine. It's fine. For a long time over at TV when, you know, people, anchors come, anchors go. For whatever reason, I managed to last there for a long time. But, you know, on the TV guides, they'll have pictures of, like, the team.
Yes.
And so often you'll see, like, a you know, Kylie Burse on a mid-morning, even though Kylie hasn't anchored that show in 6 years or something.
Yeah.
So the kids are listening, so we're trying to, you know, how much sharing am I allowed to do about them? And you mentioned hot flashes, and how much sharing am I allowed to do? Not that I necessarily have anything to share about.
Not necessarily.
Hot flashes. I'm just saying theoretically.
Right.
If that were a topic.
It's a common ailment, not ailment, condition.
It's just another way that women are stronger than men. You can tolerate that, and we would act like we were literally being killed.
Tolerate's a good word. I would use endure. Ooh. It's awful. It's awful.
It sounds awful.
Mm-hmm. But it's not the end of the world. You're not dying. It's just you just got to get through it.
Yeah, I mean, if I start having hot flashes, it may well be the end of the world.
It's
probably not good.
You might need to go to the doctor.
I might. Exactly. No, so I came in this morning, visited with Vanita. And then let me tell you, if this is what this job is like, what a day I've had. I went to Caribou Coffee, had a delightful phone call with Dan.
Yep.
And some people came up to me. They were excited to listen to the show. Probably at this point, they're disappointed, but that's fine. We're going to get it figured out. And then I went home and took a 10-mile bike ride.
Good for you.
It was great. I love to hit the trails all over town. So we're going to put the bike on the back of the car, and I'm going to be you might see me in your hometown riding around.
That's a great idea.
Pretty fun about that. In the coming days, we'll talk about job changes. I've been astonished since I announced that I was leaving CCO TV And a couple weeks later, how many people have come up to me and said, I wish I had the courage to do what you did. And I think people think it's either crazy or inspiring or both to leave a successful job in the hopes that you find a new success. So I'm really interested in sort of the response to that. So I'm excited to maybe dig into that a little deeper.
Good topic. It
surprised me a bit how much that resonated with people. But I think, do you think COVID maybe a lot of people have kind of been reevaluating?
Probably. Yeah. I mean, you kind of have. I've changed jobs several times throughout my career. I've come and gone from this place twice and come back for great reasons. And now this latest stretch, I've been here for 12 years. But overall, I've been here for 21.
Wow.
Tried some other things along the way. But I think when you know in your heart that it's time for a change, whatever reason that may be, whether it's just a, like a lifestyle thing or an adventure or just something you feel like you need to do before you die, doesn't really matter. But it, I don't think people should be afraid to try to make that change if it's feeling right.
Yeah, I like it. All right, we're going to have a lot of fun on this show. We've got so many guests, surprise guests coming up. And we're going to talk about monkeypox. I thought we were done with this, but now I need to know if I should be worried about monkeypox. I think a lot of you need to know that, too. So we'll talk with the co-director of Mayo Clinic's Vaccine Research Group when we return. Drive Time with DeRusha, day one, here on News Talk 830 WCCO. Should we be worried about monkeypox? It's here in Minnesota. I feel like the last thing I want to do is give you something else to worry about. So many of us still have friends who are testing positive for COVID. There's enough to worry about, but monkeypox is in Minnesota, and I want to get some perspective. And because I don't really know anything about monkeypox, we wanted to get one of the best experts we could find to share some insights. So Dr. Richard Kennedy, the co-director of Mayo Clinic's Vaccine Research Group, is with us on the first edition of Drive Time with DeRusha. Dr. Kennedy, I don't think anybody had you on their bingo card as the first guest we were going to have on this show.
It wasn't on my list either. I'm glad to be here.
Well, we're glad to have you for sure. Maybe we just start with that question. Should the average Minnesotan be worried about monkeypox?
No, it's not nearly as contagious as COVID-19, and there's only one person in the state that we know of right now that's got it, and they probably picked it up a couple weeks ago traveling and picked it up somewhere else.
It's a Twin Cities man getting outpatient treatment, so in this news just breaking today from the health department, I think that we're all on kind of extra edge about this because of COVID, right? And you hear monkeypox, and maybe it's the monkey, maybe it's the pox, I don't know, but it does sound scary, doesn't it?
Yeah, it certainly does. It's not nearly as infectious, and it really requires close, prolonged contact with someone who's infected, usually direct skin-to-skin contact or contact with contaminated objects that they've had, like bedding or clothing or towels or eating utensils. So it's much harder to transmit and to get infected.
Dr. Richard Kennedy, co-director of Mayo Clinic's Vaccine Research Group, on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. This first case, is this a surprise that we have this?
No, not really. We now join the 25 or so other states that now have at least one case.
But only about 200 nationwide, right?
Yeah. Just a couple hundred nationwide.
Vaccine is your specialty. Is there a vaccine for monkeypox?
Yes, we actually have two vaccines. The first one's ACAM2000. It's licensed against smallpox, but it works against monkeypox. The other one is Jynneos. It's a vaccine that's actually licensed against both smallpox and monkeypox.
And because of the way that this is transmitted, we heard you discuss about the very close contact. We know in some parts of the country, New York, in England, too, they had those case clusters, right, where there were basically health officials said, let's get those vaccines out to gay and bisexual men who may have been exposed to the virus, right? At this stage of the game, is that sort of strategy being considered, or is it too early here?
So the strategy is being considered by the CDC, but they think it's a little early right now. They're going to keep an eye on it, and if they feel like they need to, we've got the vaccines that we can roll out. And the idea there would be, let's identify people that are infected and let's vaccinate everybody around them so we sort of create a buffer of protected people so the disease can't spread.
Dr. Richard Kennedy with us from Mayo Clinic. And Dr. Kennedy, to be honest, like, some of this is our fault as the media, right? When there's something new, we get a little worked up about it. And does monkeypox sort of fit that category?
I think you're right. After COVID-19, everybody's a little on edge when they hear of a new disease, especially one that's spreading to, you know, dozens and dozens of countries. So it's something to keep an eye on, but as of right now, I don't think it's a huge problem for the average Minnesotan.
Is it deadly?
Very rarely. This strain has less than 1% mortality rate, and those numbers are typically from the cases and outbreaks that we've seen in Africa. Not a single person, as of a week or so ago, not a single person outside of Africa has died from this virus. And there have been probably around 4,000 cases so far.
So good news there. Dr. Kennedy, I think you answered the key question. We can take it easy a little bit on monkeypox and go back to worrying about, you know, how the Twins pitching staff is going to hold up, right?
Absolutely. Priorities, I guess, right?
Very good. Dr. Richard Kennedy, co-director of Mayo Clinic's Vaccine Research Group, putting our minds at ease a little bit about monkeypox. Doctor, I appreciate your time. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.
All right. It's 3:30 just about. We're going to do weather and traffic, and then we have our first surprise guest of the show coming up in just about 5 minutes here on the debut episode of Drive Time with DeRussia on News Talk 830 WCCO.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Been a big week for the Minnesota Timberwolves, and I can't believe our first guest. I didn't know who all the guests were going to be, but we got the big guy, the coach, Chris Finch. Chris, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm fantastic. So glad you could be with us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. You guys just had a huge draft, big news conference coming up tomorrow, and I think, well, you guys know what a huge Timberwolves fan I am. Like, this is yeah. One of the driving reasons that got me to leave TV. There are no games on CBS, but to be here on the radio home of the Wolves is a thrill for me.
Well, it's great. We appreciate your support and look forward to talking a bunch of Wolves as we go forward now. And good luck with your new show here.
Thank you. Thanks, Chris. We'll be leading into you quite a bit when we get into the season. Before I ask you a couple questions about the draft, you and I were at the same lunch last week for Second Harvest Heartland. I know you're on the board there. My kids and I volunteer there quite a bit. And fighting hunger has been a passion of mine. And it's a passion of yours as well, right?
It absolutely is. You know, when you think about all the things that we can do in the world to just make a little bit of a difference, it doesn't seem like it's that hard to be able to make sure we can feed everybody with as much food as a country like the United States produces. It's just about getting it to the right places and to the right mechanisms. And, you know, we should feel proud and honored to have an organization such as Second Harvest in our own community. The work that they do is amazing, and it blows my mind every time I'm up there to just see how, you know, that great facility and people volunteering. And one of the things I get feedback is that people go, they actually feel like they're helping. Like, you know, it feels like your time invested there is really making a difference. And that's what you want when you're trying to mobilize a volunteer force.
You being able to talk about an issue that you're passionate about, it's certainly something that I've been fascinated watching how much that has changed in the NBA, and certainly here locally, the Timberwolves. Your players and the Lynx, the Timberwolves and the Lynx, the players really are using their voice on issues they care about in a way that I think is interesting for you as a coach. Has that been a learning curve? I mean, that hasn't always been that way in the league.
Yeah, it's been less of a learning curve. It's just been more of a fascination or a revelation to get to know these guys on another level,
yeah.
You know, what's important to them and how we can help them. And again, like, I think a lot of us are wired to want to do the right things and give more and give back. It's just, you got to connect the dots. It's not always the easiest thing to step out there and navigate, you know, all the different ways you can help. You want to make sure that you get to the right people in the right places. And so you need help. But our social responsibility team here has done an amazing job of providing an environment where our guys can step into, they help them and support them. And, we are just trying to make as many connections as we can into our own community. And it's one of the reasons I think our guys love to play here in Minnesota is that they can really feel a part of a community, because this community has a very special vibe. Like, the people here connect easily when they see you love their community as an outsider. And I'm an outsider. And yeah. It's like, but I don't want to be an outsider forever.
Right. Yeah. you're from Ohio originally, right?
Well, I was born in Ohio, but I grew up outside of Philadelphia. Most of my growing up years were outside of Philadelphia. Went to college in Eastern Pennsylvania, and then went to Europe for 17 years after that. So, but my family is all from Ohio. We have Midwest roots. The Midwest feels very comfortable to me, having grown up in a more of a Midwest household than a Northeast household, if
so,
that makes sense.
So you know how to navigate passive aggressive, then. That's more of our way.
Yeah, I guess you could say that. Living in Europe also helped. Living in Europe helped that too.
Right. I bet. I bet. Very good. Chris Finch, what do we need to know about some of these draft picks? You've got Walker Kessler, and we're going to meet these guys tomorrow, right? Have you had a chance to talk with them much since the draft?
Yeah. I've talked to them all, and they're very excited, of course. You know, it's always, again, these are one of these moments when you're in the NBA, it's great to experience other people's dreams come true. And they're really excited. We're excited to have them.
That's the coolest thing about watching the draft, I think. You experience that moment where someone's life has changed. They've been working hard for it, but at that moment, you see it on their face and in their family. It's pretty special.
It is special. And you know, in professional sports, we work alongside it or we work in it. And, you know, sometimes we become jaded and, you know, rightfully so. But it's those moments like last Thursday where you get to see, you know, to your point, a young kid's lifelong dream come true. And it oftentimes, you know, changes the nature of his family, maybe generations to come. Not to be taken lightly.
Yeah. Walker Kessler, and we'll meet Wendell Moore Jr., right?
Yeah, and Josh Minot will be here.
Minot,
second round pick. Nice. So all three of those guys will be in town. All three of them are, you know, guys that we feel fit into the trajectory of this team. There are guys who have a defensive component. We want to keep getting better at that end of the floor. Or guys that we feel can play alongside seamlessly our existing high-level talent, be it D'Lo, Cat, and Ant, like our young core. They're guys that have already excelled in those complementary roles at a high level. And that's something I think that's really important. They don't have to come in and reinvent themselves or we're not asking them to be anybody different. They just got to, you know, learn the NBA, get a bit better and, keep improving. But we feel confident like that those guys have the foundation to do that.
Cool. Well, it's going to be a lot of fun to have them in town. And for sure, I'm always ready for Timberwolves basketball. What do you do in the off season? One last question before we let you go. I mean, I know there's no off season, blah, 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 blah. But like, do you get a little time to escape with your family at all?
I do get, I bounce back and forth. I have a place down in Florida. I was there a couple times earlier in the off season. Over the last few weeks, I've been here. I got myself a boat. We spend time out on the boat, on the lake, whenever we can.
Nice.
Yeah. I mean, it's just, I'm just a big believer of kind of leaning into wherever you are. So I want to be here in the summer. I find it, great place to be. And, I'll probably go get down to Florida a little bit, maybe travel around, see some friends and family. And that's about it. That's plenty.
Yeah. Pretty good. Chris Finch, really appreciate you taking the time to be with us here on day one of the new show. Thanks for checking in.
Hey, thanks so much. And again, good luck to you.
All right. There he goes, Chris Finch. Exciting to have him a part of the community. And like I said, we were both at the same lunch talking about ways we can all as a community do a better job. You know, the need is still out there right now, even though I think a lot of us feel like, hey, we're not in the thick of it in the COVID times. Nope, with inflation, people are struggling. So it's nice to see Chris and the Timberwolves out there fighting the fight to do something about it. It is 3:45. I'm told my mom is going to check in. This is going to be the emotional moment of the show. I mean, my mother joining us from Chicago. So we'll do that after another check of the weather here on News Talk 830 WCCO. Big day for me. Big day for the station as we launched a new lineup throughout the day. Vanita, getting you started in the morning. I was here with her. Then Adam and Jordana, Chad. And here I am until we get to the Twins pregame at 5:30. And so it's a big life change, right? I've been in television news for 25 years at WCCO-TV for 19. And all the way from suburban Chicago, my mom wanted to check. Hi, Mom.
Oh, Jason. First of all, you didn't tell me this was full time. I knew you'd fill in radio, but you got to tell me this. I didn't know you left TV. What happened? Right. Yeah. Did they fire you?
No, they didn't. No, Mom. They didn't fire me. They didn't fire me.
Oh, geez. Well, you got to tell me these things. I didn't know that we were switching careers. Now, you got to call your mom a little more. That's what I'm trying to say.
Okay. I called. We've been talking about that.
We've been so busy down here. It's a nice summer day in Chicago.
You were with your sewing friends today, I bet.
No, that's Tuesday. I had Taekwondo this morning.
Oh, Taekwondo? Really? Really?
It's new. I love it. I love Taekwondo.
Just kind of getting some of the frustration you have out on my dad, Gary, and just like let it rip.
Sometimes Gary gets my nerves going and I get to get the kicking it out. Taekwondo, there's nothing better. I would recommend it to all your listeners. It's maybe you can get an endorsement deal.
Oh, I'd love a Taekwondo endorsement deal. Maggie DeRush's favorite. Maggie?
For you, for me.
For you. Yeah. What do you think, Maggie DeRush? Would a Taekwondo endorsement be in your future?
I'll do anything. You know me.
Oh, wait.
What happened?
Is that my actual mother on the line?
You might actually have your actual mother on the line. Yes, Jason.
I don't know that I'm so humored. This is day one?
This is how it starts, Mom. This is how it starts.
Oh, Jason, you weren't in this much trouble when you were young.
But that is true. I was never. How often was I in trouble as a kid?
I can only think of once.
Yeah.
Only once.
That's pretty good.
And really, I was wrong, not you.
Oh, well, you know what? That.
And so who's the one imitating me? I don't think he's got it quite down. He needs to practice.
Well, what do you have to say what do you have to say to that, Mom number one?
Jason, who is this imposter? You are in trouble all the time, and I was always right. You were always wrong.
You mean I'm not number one? Now you are in trouble. He needs to learn how to say Chicago.
Let's hear it. Could our first caller, number one on the line, number two in my heart, could you say Chicago, please?
Chicago.
And it's pretty close, Mom. It's pretty close. It's
pretty no.
Oh my
no.
God. Look, I love you both. I love you both. You know, the same but different.
What?
But different. Oh gosh. All right, real Mom will work on some sort of endorsement for you, but it's probably going to have to be from Bernina, not from Taekwondo, okay?
Yeah, not Taekwondo. Definitely work on Bernina for me. That would be great.
All right, Mom, I love you, and Mom number one, I love you too.
I love you too. I love you both.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.